So let's talk about food cravings and aversions. Food cravings and aversions are common in people with autism. Many individuals with autism have unique sensory experiences and preferences that can affect their eating habits. These sensory issues can be so intense that they can cause people to avoid certain foods altogether, while others may crave specific foods. In this episode, we'll explore some of the common food cravings and aversions in people with ASD and provide tips on how to manage them.
Approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3.
Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism One Strength at a Time.
Some common food aversions include texture aversion. Some individuals may be averse to certain textures such as slimy or gritty textures. Foods like mushrooms, spinach, and oatmeal can be challenging for some people to tolerate. Texture aversion is a common type of sensory aversion experienced by many individuals with autism. For those with texture aversions, the texture or mouthfeel of certain foods can be overwhelming or unpleasant, and they may have difficulty tolerating those textures in their mouth. Texture aversion can manifest in different ways depending on the individual sensory profile. Some people may find slimy or gooey textures like those found in mushrooms, jelly, or yogurt to be unpleasant, while others may dislike gritty textures such as those in whole grain, bread, or oatmeal. Some individuals may have difficulty with mixed textures as well, such as a sandwich with both crunchy and soft components. Texture aversion can be particularly challenging because many healthy foods have textures that some individuals on the autism spectrum may find them difficult to tolerate. For example, fruits and vegetables often have fibrous textures that can be off-putting to some people. However, with time and patience, it is possible to expand the range of textures that a person with texture aversion can tolerate by gradually introducing new textures and finding ways to prepare foods that make them more palatable. Next one is we have flavor aversion. Certain flavors can be overwhelming for those people with ASD, and they may avoid them altogether. Some common aversions include bitter flavors or anything too spicy. Flavor aversion is another common type of sensory aversion experienced by many individuals with ASD. For those with flavor aversion, certain tastes or flavors can be overwhelming or unpleasant, and they may have difficulty tolerating those flavors in their food. Flavor aversions can manifest in different ways depending on the individual's sensory profile. Some people may find bitter flavors, such as those found in leafy greens or certain types of coffee, to be unpalatable, while others may dislike sour flavors like those found in citrus fruits or vinegar. Some individuals may have difficulty with spicy flavors, some such as those found in hot sauce or certain types of curry. Like texture aversion, flavor aversion can be particularly challenging because many healthy foods may have flavors that some individuals on the autism spectrum may find difficult to tolerate. However, with time and patience, it is possible to expand the range of flavors that a person with flavor aversion can tolerate by gradually introducing new flavors and finding ways to prepare food that make them more palatable. It may also be helpful to try different cooking methods or seasoning options to modify the flavor of certain foods. For example, some people may find that roasting vegetables or using herbs and spices can help make them more enjoyable to eat. Number 3, temperature aversion. Some individuals with autism may be averse to foods that are too hot or too cold. For example, if they may refuse to eat soup or ice cream. Temperature aversion is another common type of sensory aversion experienced by many individuals with ASD. And for those with temperature aversion, foods that are too hot or too cold may be overwhelming or unpleasant. And they may have difficulty tolerating those temperatures in their food. Temperature aversions can manifest in different ways depending on the individual's sensory profile. Some people may have difficulty with foods that are too hot, such as soups or hot drinks, while others may be averse to foods that are too cold, such as ice cream or cold drinks. Like texture and flavor aversions, temperature aversion can be challenging because it may limit the range of food that a person is willing to eat. It may be helpful to gradually introduce foods at different temperatures and to modify the temperature to make it more tolerable. For example, if someone is averse to hot soup, they may be able to tolerate it if it's allowed to cool down slightly before eating. Alternatively, if someone is averse to cold foods like ice cream, they may be able to tolerate them if they are slightly melted and less cold. It is important to note that aversion can also be a sign of oral sensitivity or other underlying sensory issues. If someone on the autism spectrum is consistently averse to certain temperatures in their food, it may be helpful to seek the guidance of healthcare professionals to address any underlying sensory issues. While some people have food aversions, others may experience intense food cravings. These cravings may be linked to sensory experiences or nutritional deficiencies. Some common food cravings include sweet cravings, cravings of sweet foods like candy, cookies, or soda. Sweet cravings are a common experience for many people, including those with autism. The desire for sweet foods can be driven by a number of factors, including a natural preference for sweet tastes, cultural and environmental factors, and physiological factors such as fluctuations in blood sugar levels. For individuals with ASD, sweet cravings may be more pronounced due to differences in their sensory processing. Many people with autism have sensory sensitivities that can make certain tastes and textures more appealing or more averse. Some research has also suggested that individuals with autism may have a preference for sweet tastes due to differences in the way their brains process reward and pleasure. While it's important to enjoy sweet foods in moderation as part of the balanced diet, excessive consumption of sugary food can lead to negative health consequences such as weight gain, dental decay, and increased risk of chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes. It's very important to find the balance that allows for enjoyment of sweet foods while also maintaining overall health and well-being. Some strategies for managing sweet cravings include choosing healthier sweet options instead of reaching for candy or baked goods, opt for sweet fruits like berries, apples or oranges. These foods contain natural sugar fibers and fiber that can help regulate blood sugar levels and provide other health benefits. Balancing sweet foods with protein and healthy fats. Pairing sweet foods with foods that contain protein and healthy fats can help slow the absorption of sugar into the bloodstream, reducing the likelihood of blood sugar spikes and crashes. For example, you might have a piece of fruit with some nuts or cheese. Next is mindful eating. Paying attention to the taste and texture of sweet foods and eating slowly can help you savor the experience and feel more satisfied with smaller portions. Then seeking support. If sweet cravings feel difficult to manage or are interfering with overall health and well-being, it may be helpful to seek the support of a healthcare provider. They can provide guidance on how to make dietary changes and help them develop a plan to manage cravings. Another craving is the salty cravings. Some individuals crave salty foods like chips, pretzels, and popcorn. Salty cravings are another common experience for many people. The desire for salty foods can be driven by a number of factors, including a natural preference for salty tastes, cultural and environmental factors, and physiological factors such as dehydration or electrolyte imbalances. Salty cravings may be more pronounced due to differences in sensory processing. Many people with autism have sensory sensitivities that can make certain tastes and texture more appealing or more aversive. Some research has also suggested that individuals with autism may have a preference for salty tastes due to differences in the way their brains process reward and pleasure. This is similar with sweet cravings. While salt is an important nutrient that the body needs in small amounts, excessive consumption of salt can lead to negative health consequences as well, such as high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. It's important to find the balance that allows for enjoyment of salty foods while also maintaining overall health and well-being. Some strategies in managing salty cravings include choosing healthier salty options instead of reaching for chips or processed snacks of salty foods that are high in nutrients like potassium and magnesium, such as nuts, seeds, and vegetables like spinach or kale. Balancing salty foods with other nutrients, pairing salty foods with foods that contain fiber, protein, and healthy fats can help regulate blood sugar levels and provide other health benefits. For example, you might have some veggies with hummus or a small handful of nuts with a piece of fruit. Paying attention to thirst, sometimes salty cravings can be a sign of dehydration. Drinking plenty of water and staying hydrated throughout the day can help reduce cravings for salty foods. So next one, we have crunchy cravings. Some people on the autism spectrum crave crunchy foods like chips, crackers, and carrots. Crunchy cravings are a common experience for many people, including those on the autism spectrum as well. The desire for crunchy foods can be driven by a number of factors, including sensory preferences, emotional factors, and cultural environmental factors. For individuals on the autism spectrum, crunchy cravings may be more pronounced due to differences in sensory processing. While there's nothing inherently unhealthy about crunchy food or foods, it's important to choose options that are nutritious and balanced as part of the overall healthy diet. Many processed or packed crunchy snacks can be high in calories, unhealthy fats, and sodium, which can lead to a negative health consequences if consumed in excess. Some strategies for managing crunchy cravings include choosing healthier crunchy option, opting for crunchy food that are high in nutrients and fiber, such as raw vegetables, roasted chicken peas, or air popcorn. These foods can provide the satisfying crunch that many people crave while also providing important vitamins and minerals. Pairing crunchy foods with other nutrients, foods with foods that contain protein, healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates can help regulate blood sugar levels and provide other health benefits. For example, you might have some celery sticks with peanut butter or a handful of nuts with some whole grain crackers. Paying attention to portion sizes, even healthy crunchy foods can be high in calories if consumed in large amounts. Pay attention to portion sizes and aim to include a variety of different textures and flavors in your meals and snacks. Seeking support if crunchy cravings feel difficult to manage, it may be helpful to seek the support of a healthcare provider or a registered dietitian. They can provide guidance on how to make dietary changes and help develop a plan to manage craving. Balance the diet. If someone is craving sweet or salty foods, it may be a sign of nutritional deficiency. Make sure to include a variety of foods in the diet to ensure that all nutritional needs are met. And then creating a routine, which people with autism often thrive on routine. So establishing a regular eating schedule can help them feel more comfortable with food. Food cravings and aversions are common with or in people with autism, and they can have a significant impact on their eating habits. By understanding these preferences and taking steps to manage them, individuals with autism can manage a healthy and balanced diet. Encouraging new foods, altering textures, balancing the diet and creating a routine can all help manage food cravings and aversions. Till next time.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Memuto te fakawa haire. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong. Thank you.